First, we thought we would talk about women's swimming. And I don't know if you've seen the latest standings.
Yes, but I have.
UCLA, they're always up there.
Number yeah.
Oh, what's going on here?
Donovan Miller!
Well, look, it's Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man here in our building. Hi, Clarence.
Donovan Miller, yeah, how y'all doing? I was just down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old...
over.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? Go ahead.
I was giving the pipes the old once-over with the monkey wrench.
Well, Clarence, we're actually on the air right now, so if you don't mind.
But I heard you guys talking about football and baseball and, of course, basketball. And I wanted to come up here and tell you an old sports story and let you use it on the air a little bit later on when you guys start doing your show.
We're on the air now.
I don't know if y'all know this, but if you read my bio in the building's newsletter,
no, we had one.
You would have seen that I played in the original March Madness.
You did?
Yeah, I was a college basketball player, pretty darn good too. I ran the point for Duke.
Really?
You played at Duke?
Yeah, we had a great team. It was let's see, it was in 1943.
That doesn't make sense.
And yeah, as a matter of fact, we won the national title that year. We two-handed chest passed our way to that title.
Very fundamentally so.
Yeah, we had a great team. It was me, see if I remember them all, Alexander Hamilton, Lazarus.
Oh, my gosh.
Before he died the first time.
Old team.
John Denver, Lorenzo Medici, and someone else. Seemed like it was a...
Is it a local media person?
Seems like it was a local media person. Oh, slightly built black weatherman Greg Fields.
Greg Fields was on
Yeah, Greg
team.
Fields.
I don't believe any of this.
Ironically, our worst player.
Why ironically?
Just was. Anyway, it was the crowd was just wild here at this national title game. Everyone was there. It was on shrooms and mescaline, and a lot of the crowd had taken some sort of fish paralyzer, and people were back in them days, Giorgio, people were always giving each other the date rape drug.
What? In 1943?
Of course, we didn't consider it date rape. It was just between guys. Anyway,
who were y'all playing in the national title game?
We were playing Brookhaven. Up in Farmers Branch.
You had to play them there in Farmers
Branch?
No,
they're from Farmers Branch, yeah. Brookhaven, but we were in the finals at the Roman Coliseum.
Don't remember that one.
Oh, man, all them stinky Italians showed up. Because, you know, you didn't have anything else to do back in them days.
Well, I think they were at war in 1943.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Italians is they will skip a shower on you. I discovered that. And they're women. Oh, my goodness.
They're good looking, aren't they?
They're good looking. They're good in the sack. But you got to part an ocean of hair before you find that promised land.
Oh,
anyway.
Clarence, come on.
Jim Nance was on the call. And this is before TV. So the game was broadcast by smoke signals.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
He gets a little choked up talking about the old days.
I smoked for 48 years, so I got a little bit of a lung issue.
Yeah. How does Hey Friends look in smoke signals?
But playing for Brookhaven, they had two college superstars on their team, so we were really up against it. They had Leonardo da Vinci and Lou Alcindor, and... It was about 2 seconds left in the second half. We're down by one, and I threw up a prayer from half court.
Wow.
And that ball hung in midair, and it was...
Clarence?
It was... Yeah, I'm fine. It was going to miss. But then at the last second, the ball impossibly changed directions and went into the hoop that was made of vines and dirt. We didn't have technology like they do now. And I was wondering what the hell happened. And about that time, I look over in the stands, and there I notice Merlin, the ancient shaman known for magic and sorcery. He had his fingers out, and he was twiddling them and everything, and he changed my shot, and we won at the last second.
Wow.
Apparently, he had a pretty big bet on Duke. So, that was a sports story I want to tell you, fellas.
That was great.
And I won a national championship in 1943. 1973.
Well, the Roman Colosseum.
The Roman Colosseum against the Medici's and Da Vinci and whatever.
From Brookhaven.
Yeah, from Brookhaven.
Well, congratulations.
Anyway, you guys head to the boiler room if you get a chance. I just made a fresh batch of pretzels, chocolate-covered pretzels with divinity on top of them.
Always cooking something, aren't you?
Yeah, always making some sort of cookie or something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
thanks, Clarence.
See you guys later.
Good to see you. That's Clarence, our maintenance man, first in the studio.